Time now for Minnesota Reads here on Northland Morning. This morning we're speaking with Peter Guy. He is the author of a book, a novel called Wintering. It was published last year by Vintage Books, and he speaks to us by telephone this morning. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. This is your third novel. You've written two others, The Lighthouse Road and Safe from the Sea, and both set in Minnesota. This one is as well. You are a Minnesotan. Is that one of the reasons you chose the location for these novels?
Well, it's certainly part of the reason I chose the location. I'm obviously, like most Minnesotans, or many Minnesotans anyway, familiar with the northern part of the state. I've spent a lot of time up there. And when I was a younger writer starting out, I was writing stories set in Paris and Spain and all these places that I thought Hemingway might set a story.
Sure.
And they were places that I'd been, but not places that I loved. And I needed to I needed to find a location that I did love and had deep connections with and long memories of. So that's why I chose the North Shore.
Wintering, of course, seems like a very apt title for a book set in northern Minnesota. But the tale itself isn't your typical winter tale. I guess in some ways it's a tale of a certain kind of isolation. Tell us a little bit about the characters in this story.
Well, I guess it's a fair-sized cast, but I think that there are really three sort of main characters. There's a father and son story that takes place in the early 1960s, right before the Boundary Waters was officially designated. And they have a misadventure up in the what is now the Boundary Waters in the Quetico, but was then just a vast wilderness. I mean, of course, it's still a vast wilderness. But and they go, the father takes his son for a few misleading reasons, sort of proposing the trip as an adventure. But there are a few more ominous reasons as well that the reader discovers as they go along. And that story is told through the lens of an old woman named Barrett Lavig, who many years later is hearing the story from the son for the first time. And it's the sort of, I think of it as a sort of amplification, or, you know, the way one story affects another. And through hearing the story of what happened that winter, Barrett and the son, a character named Gus, are both sort of learning things about Harry, the father, that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to learn from each other. Mm. And you use the word isolation. I think that's a good word. They're also, though, characters who lead, I guess, somewhat traditional lives. They're steady. They're hardworking. They love people. They have rivals. They have enemies. Things don't always go. Sometimes they do. So it's not a totally unconventional story or story of isolation, I don't think.
Mm. But one of the interesting things I noticed about this is that from chapter to chapter, because of the son perhaps relating the story to Barrett, that sometimes it seems that the narrative perspective changes. Sometimes it's told in her first-person approach, and sometimes it's told as a third-person narrative.
Yeah, yeah. And that was just, a lot of times, I can be intentional about that sort of thing. But in the case of Barrett and Gus's story, I don't know, I guess I sort of wait around as I'm beginning a book, wait around for a voice to develop and wait around for a mode of storytelling to develop. And in both cases, it becomes almost intuitive instead of intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the way their voices come to me. And I don't mean to sound airy about it, but it's sort of true. I tried many narrators before I got to Barrett's character. I probably tried four or five other characters in her role before I found her.
Mm.
And I guess the main reason I discovered her was because of her voice and because of the way that I heard her talking through the page. And it was someone that I felt I could spend a lot of time with and hear the story from.
And that narrative shift, does it match or does it parallel the time shift as well? Because you're talking about events from 30 years ago and events in the modern day. So the first person seems to be happening when he's dealing with her in the modern times. And then it goes to a third person often when you move back into the history.
Right. I think of it as sort of like, if you can imagine that Barrett hears the story from Gus and then later goes to write it down or tell it herself. So there is that distinction in time there. But I think that the idea anyway, or my intentions, I guess, as much as they were anything, is that the stories that we tell and the stories that we hear, some of what we learn gets lost in translation no matter what. And also some of what we learn gets filtered through our own experience and the memories that we have of someone or of a time or of events shifts as well. And so that we might get a couple of different perspectives about things.
Is this because the main thrust of the narrative is that the father, Harry, goes missing in the current age? Is that a lens through which it's really the son sort of rediscovering his father, you know, physically and emotionally?
Yeah, I think that's right, exactly. And I mean, it's at the beginning of the book, it doesn't spoil anything to give this away. Harry, who is the father in the story, as you mentioned, goes off missing. He's got dementia. And he's disappeared, and he's never found. That's also not giving anything away. And it's the impetus of that story that gives thrust to the rest of the story. That is, that it becomes a chance to sort of revisit this man in the way that he has affected their lives. It might be said that Harry was also Barrett's love interest for basically from the time that they return from the wilderness as well. Mm. So they both have deep connections to him. And of course, both think about him and remember him in different ways and grieve his loss in different ways as well.
Right. We're speaking with Peter Guy, the author of Wintering, that was published last year by Vintage Books. It's your third novel. Have you got a fourth one in the works?
I'm working hard. Yep. I'm sitting at my desk right now.
Okay.
it never stops. The stories, I've got plenty to tell, so I'll be working. Absolutely.
Good. Writers need to be self-motivated, so that's great. At this hour, you're already at work. So, wonderful. Peter, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Great. Take care.
You too.
Peter Guy, the author of Wintering, published by Vintage Books in 2016. He's also the author of Safe from the Sea, published in 2011, and The Lighthouse Road from 2013. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.